What's going on, all my podcasters? C Jizzle and the Wizzle bringing you episode 2, like I promised you. I wasn't going to, and I was thinking about it. I was like, should I? Shouldn't I? And I'm like, fuck it. If I was thinking about it, I might as well. So, while I'm still up, while I'm still drinking, still got a beer to drink, so. While I was riding my bike home tonight, I had a thought from work, and I've been kind of thinking about it here and there. It's kind of been on the back of my mind, but I haven't really been thinking about it. But today it just kind of popped up in my mind again, and one of the things, you know, I can't help but to talk about it, but one of the things that I realized is this channel, this podcast, it's mainly supposed to be a diary for myself. This channel was made for me to vent on, you know, certain nights when I don't have anybody to talk to. So I can look back a year from now and kind of self-reflect on that. And, it's not, you know, if somebody gets anything out of it, then great. You know, if not, then great. I don't really care. Either way. It wasn't intended to get famous or anything like that. It was really just intended for me to be able to vent to somebody. To be able to let out all my frustrations and talk about shit. Even though nobody's there whenever I talk, I mean, figuratively, I have a bunch of podcast listeners from different countries, but it's like I'm talking to a wall, you know, whenever I make a podcast. I'm not really talking to anybody except for this screen. So, I just wanted people to know that within the next 2 or 3 months, I'm probably going to be transitioning to another channel. I don't know if it's going to be on Spotify still or Anchor. I might transition into making live videos on YouTube instead. I don't really want to do that. I still want to do the podcast thing because I don't really like making live videos. It takes a lot of energy. You know, you got to worry about what you look like all the time and what you're doing. With a podcast, you can just sit there and you can speak what's on your mind. You know, it doesn't take too much effort to produce content. And I like that. I can sit still in one place and I can make a podcast. Whether it's in my van or whether it's in the woods somewhere camping, or whether it's sitting here in my apartment, I can sit here in the same spot. Now, when you're making a live video, you gotta be moving around, you gotta be doing shit. You gotta be the center of attention. You gotta be all up in the camera, keep it interesting. You know, and some nights I don't really have that, you know. Some nights it's really hard for me to even make a podcast. So, I don't know what I'm gonna really do with this channel yet. I've got probably about 2 years or more worth of content on this channel, and it's, like I said, it's kind of like a diary for me to be able to look back and say, you know, what was I going through a year ago? And sometimes I do. I go back and I listen, and sometimes I'm shocked by what I hear. Sometimes some of the shit that comes out of my own mouth shocks me. And sometimes I'm like, man, that's some of the deepest shit that I've ever heard, and it's some of the most best advice that I could have ever heard. So, the problem with this channel is it's not taking off like I thought it should. And I do have quite a few viewers from different countries, like I said, but here lately it's been kind of here and there, and It's not really what I intended to do. And I feel like if I can bring more to the table, spice things up, talk about shit that, you know, different subjects, then maybe it'll make it a little bit more interesting. I know here lately, like I said, it's been hard for me to even make content. And so I know some of my shit has been stale, hasn't really had a lot of meaning to it, but it's just been me blabbing about shit. And that's okay, I guess, because like I said, from the get-go, this channel was only meant for that. That's why I made this channel, was for me to blab about shit. So, whether people see the way that I do and they think the way that I do, or whether they think that I'm completely nuts and they think the total opposite and they still like listening to it, I don't care. Either way, to each their own. I feel like there's some people out there that, whether you're working out or whether you're working and you just want somebody to listen to, I feel like everybody wants to get away from their own life. They want to hear about other people's lives. That's the interesting part. You know, it's them getting away from their life for a minute. And especially people that are more better off, that are rich, that are wealthy, they want to listen to somebody like me about how they're going through a struggle. And what it's like to struggle, and what it's like to deal with drugs and crime and shit like that. Because they don't have to worry about that shit in their nice, cushy little, you know, penthouse. I feel like there's a certain crowd for that. But at the same time, there's other people out there that they like listening to the shit because they can relate. They're like, yeah, I live in the ghetto. You know, yeah, I'm barely getting by. You know, so, you know, there's two different video streams that I'm getting with these podcasts. It's people that can relate and people that can't relate, but at the same time, it's interesting to listen to. So, I'll tell you, I am going to be getting into, once I get into the van, of doing pizza reviews. I want to start doing pizza reviews. And I've been watching David Portnoy for a long time. And I know a lot of other people watch David Portnoy, and they try to fucking do pizza reviews, but they're trash. They're rookie scores. They're trash. And, you know, like, I want to go around to every little fucking place that he went to. And believe me, I've already got it pinned down on Google Maps. Got a shitload of places pinned down on Google Maps. I've got at least one place in every state pinned out on Google Maps. And I think I've got, like, probably close to 3,000 places. I don't know. So, in different states. Places I want to see, places I want to eat at, places, you know, that have a killer spot. I've already fucking pinned it, pretty much. I've even got places in Canada and South America that I want to go see. Am I ever going to get to do that? Hopefully. I don't know. But the thing is, I'm going to start making videos. You know, once I can actually travel around and get the time off to do it. I've also been thinking about transitioning into another job, to be able to travel around a lot more. And I think that working at this pizza place is just really draining me, and I'm not getting anywhere with it. And not only that, but I'm just going to be stuck here in a rut doing the same thing, you know, over and over. And the thing with me moving out of state and getting an Amazon job, because that's what I want to do, is work at Amazon. They're paying at least $18 an hour, and times like this is the perfect time to get on. Now, I'm not going to be able to do that this season, but next season would be perfect. And, you know, the thing is, you get on there in like October, and you work November, December, and January, usually through the holiday season. Now, you might be able to stay on 4 months or 6 months instead of just 3 months, and that would be perfect, because you could be able to make $14,000 in 6 months. And that's about what I used to make here recently in a year. So I can make a year's worth of pay in 6 months, working 40-hour weeks. And I can come back to Illinois for the other 6 months, or I can go to South Carolina for 3 months and go to Illinois for 3 months. You know, work my way back. I can go and hit the beach and then make my way back. So, the possibilities are endless. It really is, when you work for Amazon. I feel like it's a very good job. $18 an hour, it's $2 an hour more than what I make now. And I deal with a lot of bullshit right now. So, anywho, something I thought about. I don't know exactly where I'm going to end up. I had thought about going to Tucson, Arizona, was a distribution center there, but it's really hot in Arizona, and I have a feeling that I'm going to regret that once I move there. You know, I keep saying, oh, it's not a big deal, yeah, it's going to be hot, but you can get through it. The winter months aren't that bad there. So, you know, if you were going to go do a seasonal job from October to March or whatever, would be perfect, because it's not going to be that hot. But if you wanted to go somewhere, and the only reason why I thought Tucson was because in Yuma, Arizona, and I know that's kind of, we'll get onto that topic in a minute, but in Yuma, Arizona, they had a place that you can rent out on BLM land for $180 for 6 or 7 months. Now, they might have more BLM land closer to Tucson, I don't know. But that was what originally pulled me towards that area in Yuma. Yuma is 4 hours away from Tucson. That's way too far of a travel. So, then I got to thinking, well, maybe I don't need to be living in Yuma, but maybe I need to be living in Tucson. And a van lifer that I had talked to had said there's plenty of work in Yuma. You can find work in Yuma, Arizona, like nothing. And I'm like, yeah, you can, but, you know, you gotta kind of follow your own instincts. And I think that making $18 at Amazon is probably where it's at. And it's gonna be long weeks, and you're gonna be tired from lifting packages and shit, but you're gonna get 6 months off. So think of it that way. You work hard, you play hard. That's the way it is. And I can not only make, if I make $14,000, okay, I'm only gonna need $3,000 to $4,000 for groceries to live off of at the most. And the rest of it is gonna be bank. So $10,000 in the bank, groceries paid for a whole year, and you get 6 months off. It doesn't sound like a bad gig. Doesn't sound like a bad gig at all. And a lot of those Amazon places, if you're living out of your van, I mean, they've got places for motorhomes or little campsites with electric hookups. Some of those places, like Tucson, I don't know if they do, but you could literally sleep in the parking lot. They're never going to know. I'm sure that Amazon workers are there all hours of the day and the night. So you can literally go to work and then sleep in the parking lot and then go to work and sleep in the parking lot every day for months. They would never know. And if they did find out that you were doing that, they probably wouldn't give a fuck. They'd be like, oh, okay, well, we'll see you at work in another 5 hours. So, and from what I hear from people that actually work at Amazon, they say their bosses are cool, they're laid back, everybody kind of does their own thing. The warehouse is so big that you probably won't see anybody while you're doing your shit. So, you know, I don't care. Getting paid $18 an hour, I don't give a fuck what I'm doing. They said you could be scanning shit, or you could be lifting packages. I don't give a fuck. Like I said, if I'm making $18 an hour, and I'm making 14 grand in 6 months, I don't give a fuck. I know you got taxes and shit to figure out. I didn't think about that. I don't think that I thought about that, but either way, it's not a bad gig. It wouldn't really be worth it to me unless I was going to be able to do it for like 6 months. I mean, if you did it for 3 months, especially during the holiday season, it would be okay if you were already living the van life and you just needed some grocery money for the year. That'd be perfect. That's usually what people do it for. Because like I said, three or four grand, you got your whole groceries paid for a year. And all you gotta worry about in between on working is just gas money. So gas and insurance and registration and all that good stuff, that's basically it. Maybe some propane, you know. But, so that's probably what we're going to end up doing. But you got to start out small. So right now I'm thinking of getting a job at Jimmy John's. Like I said, it's so close to my house. And I can get a delivery job on my bike. And from what I heard through the grapevine, some company just bought out my Pizza Hut store. And from what I hear, they're cheapskates. They've already started kind of buying the cheap shit on the toppings, kind of skimping on the supplies. And when a coworker told me that, I was just like, yeah, you know, I kind of blew it off. But then I got to thinking about it, and they got a whole new dishwasher because the dishwasher that they did have, they had a contract with a company, and the company would come in and supposedly they would give them a whole bunch of soaps and chemicals that they didn't need, and they would overcharge them because they get paid commission. So whether we needed the shit or not, they were always giving it to them. And that's why they did away with that company. Well, I think it's because the company's a cheapskate and they just don't want to pay the commission. Either way, I mean, they ran that same dishwasher for 3 years, so You know, it wasn't like they had oodles and oodles of extra soap sitting around, you know. Just a really good excuse to get rid of somebody, pretty much. And so then I got to thinking about, well, if they can get rid of somebody like that, that has a contract with them, they could get rid of me, right? And this goes into me overthinking shit again, but it's serious. Like, holiday season's coming up. They're probably going to start cutting hours, laying people off, even though it's going to be busy. I don't know. I could be wrong, but there's always a chance that you could be weeded out, especially in that place. It's a fucking circus. There's no fucking structure. It's crazy. And I would feel a lot more safer, financially stable, if I was working at Jimmy John's. Because, like I said, you're getting tip money, you're getting paid a pretty decent wage, and it's not like I have to fucking go across town to get to work. It takes me 2 to 5 minutes. So, and if they were going to make me a part-time worker, which they probably will, because they're only open until 6 o'clock, so you'd probably be there for 6 hours a day. But I can do 6 hours a day, 5 days a week. I mean, think about it. That's 30 hours. If they were going to give me any less than that, like 4 hours a day, it just wouldn't work. But yeah, if they're going to give me 6 hours a day, 5 days a week, I could do that. I might even do 6 days a week. Who knows? But yeah, if they're just going to give me 4 hours a day or whatever, that's just not going to work. Especially when I'm used to getting paid $16 an hour and working 8-hour shifts or more sometimes, you know, it's going to be a major cut. Just to go from 16 an hour to like $12.50 is going to be a cut. So I want to go up there early in the morning one day and I want to talk to this manager guy. I'm not going to say his name, but and I'm going to have a talk with him. Like, dude, I want to work for your company. It sounds great. It sounds awesome for me to be able to come here, ride my bike around, make deliveries. I could be a very good asset to you guys, but I want to be able to make sure is I'm going to be able to pay my bills. And even on 30 hours a week, that's really kind of pushing it. You know, anything less than that, I couldn't do it. And I know I've told companies that in the past, you know, like, hey, I need at least this many hours. And for some reason, they can't get it through their head, and they end up cutting your hours down to like 20 or 25. And then you gotta have a fucking argument with them over it because you've told them, you know, hey, do you remember, you fucking idiot, whenever I told you when I was hired, you know? And then it kind of hurts their feelings, and things aren't the same, and, you know, I don't care. You know, I've kind of come to the conclusion with me being a boss now, they've kind of opened up a can of worms, because I was a mellow, I mean, I don't want to say I was mellow, but I was not a manager at all, ever. I mean, I've been in kind of a manager position, but I've never been titled a manager, right? And by them putting me in charge in these very high stressful times alone, it's kind of made my skin a little bit tougher, let's say that. And I've caught myself here lately being a little bit of an asshole at work. I'm not gonna lie. I'm getting really edgy, you know, And it's because I hate a stupid fucking question. I really do. If you ask me a stupid question, that's one of the worst things you can ask me. Especially when I'm busy and I've got like fucking 20 things going on at once. And you come up and ask me a dumbass question that you already know the answer to, it's going to piss me off. You know, I'm not going to be so happy about it. And that's what these workers don't understand. Until you're an actual manager, which Harlan's going to get a wake-up call here soon, because he thinks the same thing. He pulled me to the side once or twice and said, "Hey man, you were kind of being a dick." And I told him, "Don't take it to heart. You know, don't take what I say to heart. But whenever I need something done, I don't need you to be asking me why or fuck it. Just do it. You know? I'm the manager and you're not." And so now that he's going to be a manager, because he's been wanting to be one so bad, I don't think he's going to be a very good one. But because he's slow and he gets flustered really easy, there's just so many things that he still asks me for help on that isn't even hard. So, but now that he's going to get to see that, he's going to be stuck there all by himself one day on that cut table for 6 hours straight, or 8 hours straight. He's going to have to do all the prep work and everything. He's going to realize that, man, okay, that's why Clayton was being a little bit of an ass. Because this is a lot of bullshit. And people don't really realize that until they actually have to do it. And it has nothing to do with having to do a lot of work, but when you have to do a lot of work and you're stressed out and then you got somebody that comes to you and asks you a dumbass question, you're going to realize that how fast that it really irritates you. I could be in the middle of a rush. It could be 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the evening, which is when people get off work and they get home. They're watching fucking TV and they're like, "Hey, let's order some pizza." I could be in the middle of a rush with 20 fucking pizzas coming out of the oven. And when I say they're coming out of the oven, it's one after another. It's not like you get a little break. It's one after the other. You cut them up, you put them in a box, you put them in the warmer. You cut them up, you put a box, put them in the warmer. It's non-fucking-stop. You know, the oven is about like 8 minutes long. It takes about 8 minutes once you put the shit in it to get to the other side. There could be 6 fucking orders in that oven. And they're still putting more shit in it, and putting more shit in it, and putting more shit in it, and putting more shit in it. It could be nonstop for a fucking hour, okay? And then you got these delivery drivers that come over, and they're like, "Hey, can you come over here and put your numbers in for me?" And I'm like, no, I'm kind of busy right now. And then 5 minutes later, they'll come over and say, "Do you know what's going on with this order over here?" And I'm like, "Does it look like I know what the fuck's going on with that order over there? It's your order. Read the fucking receipt. Find out what the fuck, you know. I've already put the pizzas in the bag for you, you fucking idiot." They're like, "Do you know if order 65's already been delivered?" I don't fucking know. I'm sitting on this cut table for the past fucking hour. How do I know what the fuck's been delivered? You know, it's stupid questions like that that really get to me. And they really seen that today. They really did. There is one bitch named Carol and one bitch named Carrie, and they're two of the delivery drivers that are the most terrible. They're just these old fucking 50-year-old females that are annoying as fuck, that ask too many stupid questions, don't know what the fuck they're doing. I've never had any other delivery drivers that have caused more of a headache besides them two fucking clowns. I don't understand. And anywho, I was getting ready to cash out Carol, I do believe her name is, and she wasn't having it. You know, I told her what she owed the drawer, and she's like, how? How is that possible? I'm like, I don't know, you tell me, because that's what the fucking computer's telling me. Well, why don't you just give me such and such, and fuck, well, how about no, because you owe the fucking drawer $70-something. Period. There's no let's make a deal about it, you owe the fucking drawer. So I got frustrated with her and said for my other shift leader to come deal with her. And she had him there for 30 fucking minutes, dude. I'm not gonna lie. Like, we had a plan. We were gonna get out of there on time. We had it all planned out. And this stupid bitch fucked him around for 30 minutes, wasted his time over some stupid bullshit, getting all lippy and shit, saying, oh, we're trying to take money out of her pocket, and bitch, please. You fucking only had 10 tickets for the night, you stupid ass. She's gonna be, going on a sailboat, so she's gotta have time off from work to go down to Florida to go on a sailboat. So she comes and goes whenever she wants to deliver. Could be 1 week she doesn't deliver at all, the next week she does deliver, and now she wants to take 6 months off work or whatever, I don't know how long. But she wanted to know if she had a spot whenever she would come back. My boss told her, well, you can reapply again, but, you know, you're going to basically be terminated. You're not going to be fired, but you're still going to be able to be rehired, but you're not going to be working with us anymore. Because she said you're only allowed 18 weeks of non-paid leave before you have to reapply. So I think it's kind of shitty and whatnot. But it really shows what kind of a person she is. She keeps saying that she has to go down to diving school. She's really close to getting her diving school done. Well, then why the fuck do you need to take 6 months off if you're almost close to getting your diving school done? I think it's just an excuse for her to live off the system and collect unemployment, keep all of her tip money and everything and not claim it, and then pay her bills and shit with money that she's gonna get from unemployment and have the extra money to blow. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I think she's a scumbag. But, you know. And she really showed her true colors tonight. Man. Yeah, that's crazy. But, you know, me, I'm a leader. And I've got to deal with these fucking idiots. I've got, like, two or three other people that are okay in there that I don't have a problem with. It's always those two drivers. Whenever you go to close them out, it's always a fucking problem. Like, dude, you owe fucking $75, period. You know, you're gonna get back $35, you owe $75, period. There ain't no, you know, I've already went back and looked through to make sure there's no tickets that need to be voided that are open. This is what you owe. You don't like that? Call up Kat and call up the manager and tell her why you think that I'm trying to gyp you. So, and that's what it's coming down to, is these bitches are getting ballsy and saying that we're trying to rob them, that we're trying to take their tip money and shit. No. That comes all out of the same bank. The gas money, the tip money, everything comes out of the same bank. You pay the drawer whatever, and then whenever you get done, you get to keep whatever's left. So, crazy. It's crazy. Like, bitch, I don't need your tip money. I get paid $16 an hour. The fuck? Not only that, but whenever I'm the cook, I get tip money. So, you better believe I'm gonna be getting that tip money too, anytime I'm the cook. Anybody that comes through drive-through that leaves a tip, yeah, it goes straight to the cook. It doesn't go to the person on cut table, which usually I am on cut table. In the evenings, if I work an evening shift, I'm on cut table, usually. But if I work a morning shift, I'm the only person there. So you better believe I'm fucking taking that tip money. Hell yeah. And some days, you know, I walked out of there with $20 or more in tips. Just from doing shit that I was gonna have to do anyways. Making pizzas and shit. Either way, I got really pissed off earlier today because the one guy that makes pizzas usually, who's there throughout the week, since I've been there, he's been really ballsy and really mouthy and, oh, I'm gonna walk out of here and, oh, I don't need to be here, I can go back to Decatur and all this other shit. He's from Taylorville, which is like 20 miles away. So he gets a ride into town with the boss. And the only reason why he gets a ride into town with the boss is because she don't have anybody else to fucking work the shit. She knows that he's the only motherfucker that knows how to make pizzas. Alright? But if she found somebody else that can make pizzas just as good, or even three quarters of the way as good, like, I'm pretty fucking good at making pizzas. And this motherfucker is always talking about, I'm just gonna walk out of here, and I'm just gonna fucking leave this place, and I'm just... And then he gets talking shit about you behind your back. I know he is. I know he is. Because I'll walk around the corner, and he's back there whispering to somebody in the dish pit. And as soon as I look around the corner, he stops fucking talking to him and goes back to making pizzas. I'm not fucking stupid. I worked in a fucking restaurant before. And that's okay. You can say whatever you want. But I'm still the boss, and you're still making pizzas. So, at the end of the day, you know, like, he got pissed off today because I told him that I needed some cheese sticks or something that he forgot. And then it was a cookie that he forgot. And I'm sitting there waiting on an order. All my other orders are getting backed up. And he didn't even put it in there. And I'm like, dude, where the fuck is this cookie at? Like, well, I'm only one fucking person and blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, you were just talking about all that shit about how you're the best fucking worker and nobody can replace you. But you forgot a motherfucking cookie to put in there. And so he got to talking shit to the new kid. Because he's training the new kid. The new kid's over there, and he's over there whispering to him, and they're over there laughing and giggling and shit. That's okay. You think that hurts my feelings? No, give me my fucking shit that I need, you know? So I went over to the manager, to Kat, and told her, you go over there and run that cut table because he's being a fucking ass, and I'm getting tired of listening to his mouth. And as soon as I said that, as soon as she knew that I was pissed, she went over there and started running the cut table. I started taking the drive-ins and the phones. And that's, you know, eventually I went back and got on the cut table again. Once I cooled down and he shut the fuck up and I didn't have to listen to his mouth, I went back and got on the cut table eventually. Because she was going to be leaving at 8 o'clock anyways. eventually, when they got ready to leave, that's when he started lightening up. That's usually how it is. As soon as he gets ready to leave, he's a completely different person. He's happy-go-lucky, smiles at you, he'll sit there and talk to you and have a conversation. But when he's at work, he is a fucking dickhead and he talks shit about you behind your back and a whole bunch of shit. It's crazy. He's like two different people at work. And it's fine, you know, to me. I can be the same way. I can be an asshole at work and I can be fucking really down-to-earth, generous guy outside of work. So I get it, but at the same point, he's like Jekyll and Hyde. He's fucking crazy. He's throwing shit around, he's slamming shit around, he's talking about how he's gonna leave the fucking place and everybody doesn't do shit. And the next minute, he's like, alright man, I'll see you the next day, it was good working with you. You know, it's crazy. And I can't be a part of that. I can't be a shift lead and have somebody that won't listen to me about simple shit, about a cookie, you know, I mean, I don't know. And then act like nothing ever happened. I need workers that, you know, and that's why with Harlan, with the younger kid that's getting ready to try to become a shift lead, that's what I told him was, don't take anything that I say to heart. Because I'm not trying to be an asshole to you, I'm not trying to be mean, but when I say, I need this, I don't need you to ask me why, or for what order, or just do it. Just put the fucking chicken wings down. You know, it doesn't take a degree to figure out when your boss tells you to put some chicken wings down, put the fucking chicken wings down. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. Maybe after a stressful day, I'm just being too much of a dick. I don't know. Sometimes that is the case. I'm not gonna lie. Today, I was really flustered and wasn't the most ideal day, but at the same time, there's been worse days. This one, this day just had a shitload of orders. We had 190 something orders, almost 200 orders. That never happens. On an average night, you'll get like 80. Maybe 100. It very rarely goes over 100 orders. Well, last night was almost 200 orders. It was crazy. You may have, like I said, 20 pizzas coming out of the oven. You got somebody up in the lobby with the carryout, and you can't just leave them sitting there. You know, and it's only you and the cook, and the other drivers are gone, and so eventually you got to get caught up to where you got the pizzas out, and maybe there's like a little air pocket to where you can get like a few minutes on the screen, and you can go up there, and usually it's either a DoorDash or they've already paid for their order. Sometimes you gotta get the assholes that they didn't pay for their order. You gotta go and cash them out. Their pizza hasn't even come out of the oven yet. They're like 5 minutes fucking early. So now you're backed up even longer. And it's just really crazy. Like, running the cut table alone is probably one of the biggest responsibilities. And I say that, you know, a lot of people think that the make table that actually makes the pizzas and puts it in the oven has more responsibilities. And I don't think so, because once you put those motherfuckers in the oven, and they've got a top oven and a bottom oven, so they can have two pizzas coming out on the top and two pizzas coming out on the bottom at the same time. The same exact time. And so, somebody like me, I have to take those pizzas out, cut them, and box them. So, let's say, now, I've had this happen before. I've had one order that's come out on the bottom, and it's got four pizzas that are medium hand-tossed, let's say. And then on the top rack, there's a whole completely different order for a big dinner box. And it's got two pizzas, breadsticks, cinnamon sticks, cheese sticks. And then you got a cookie behind that. Right? So you got two orders coming out of the oven at the same time. And I don't know about you, but boxing up four pizzas for one order and two pizzas and cheese sticks and breadsticks and whatnot for another order at the same time is really hard to do. So yeah, I mean, it takes a special kind of person to be able to run that cut table with many different orders coming out at the same time. And you have to worry about the wing station, the deep fryers as well. So you might have two different dinner boxes that have wings they have to drop. You got an order of fries. You got an order of 16 wings. And then you got an order of 32 boneless wings. And, you know, you got only four baskets. You only got four fryer baskets. So you got to be really, really ingenious on how you do it, because you can fuck yourself. You got to do it in order. You gotta do it at the right time. You gotta get the one shit cooked before you can go putting in the other shit. And I know a lot of people get flustered and they get confused and they put in the other shit first and the other shit comes out before the other shit. And man, it's really easy to fuck yourself up when you get ahead of yourself. So we're gonna see how this new shift lead, he's not really a new kid, but he's just turning in to be a shift lead, and we're going to see how he does. Because a lot of days, he always comes to me and says, hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do that? And now that he's a shift lead, I'm going to tell him, you do it. I'm not doing it for you anymore. You're a shift lead, so you need to learn how to do it on your own. You're going to be here by yourself. And that's the thing. You want to make the big bucks? You got to do the shit that nobody else wants to do. Now that he's a shift lead, I don't feel bad about making him do all the shit that I do. Like cleaning out the fryer, you know, breaking down all the shit at the end of the night. I don't feel bad about making him do that now, because he's getting paid the big bucks. So, him and the other shift lead are not going to be around for very long. The other shift lead says he's moving out of state within probably another year. And that's about how long I'm going to last there, too, really. I mean, ultimately, probably a little less if I get a job at Jimmy John's. So, I haven't really thought about that yet. Like I said, I know it's going to be part-time because they're only open until 6 in the evening. And it's one of the only places that has bike delivery. You know, all the other stores, they don't have that. Only the downtown spot. So we're gonna have to, you know, if I do get a job there part-time, I can get another part-time job after 6 o'clock. You know, like 8 o'clock to close. I can do that. I don't know. I'd have to go and talk to the owner or the manager and get a very good understanding because, first of all, he'd have to at least give me 5 days a week, 6 hour shifts. And that's non-negotiable. Like, can't give me that, then I'm just gonna stay where I'm at. And it sounds like a good job and everything, but like I said, there's some days where you might work fucking 4 hours a day and your tips are shit and you ain't gonna get nothing. I mean, I'm already taking a pay cut from 16 an hour to like 12 something an hour by just working for them. And I think it's probably less for delivery drivers. I don't think they get paid $12.50. I don't know. So that's something else I'm going to have to talk about. I know whenever I went down there and asked them if they were hiring, the guy told me that they have management positions there. And you can also be a delivery driver, I'm pretty sure. So that's going to be something I'm going to have to talk about as well. I can work in the store. I can deliver on my bicycle. It doesn't matter. What I also need to find out is, when wintertime comes around, can I still deliver? Because I'm more than willing to ride in the snow and the ice and all that shit. I do it to get to work. I've been doing it for 8 years. It doesn't really bother me. As long as the roads are cleared off, I don't have a problem. So, if it doesn't go over 3 inches, I'm good. And I have a feeling that he's going to say, well, for insurance policy reasons or something. So, we'll see how that goes as well. Because I'm not just going to work there until fucking it starts snowing. You know. They can put me in the shop and use me in store. But I don't know. It's definitely going to be a pay cut already. Because, like I said, I'm going from $16 an hour making 30 to 40 hours a week to like 30 hours a week making $12 an hour. I don't know. I don't think I can take that pay cut. I'm going to have to think about that. It's so close to home and it sounds so good. Now, if I can do that, if I can work at Jimmy John's in the daytime until 6 and then get off there and work in the evening at the pizza place, that would be fucking gravy. But I just feel like the pizza place isn't going to want that. They're going to want me there in the morning, you know, somebody calls off, shit like that, because that's what a shift lead does. And if I don't have that flexibility, then there's no point in making me a shift lead. So, I have to find something that's better. I don't know, man. I've said it before, like, I'd be okay with 2 part-time jobs. Working in a smoke shop and working, you know, at a dispensary part-time, or, you know, anything. But working at this sandwich shop part-time. It's got weird hours. Like I said, you get off at 6. If you got off at like 3, that'd be fine. But that's weird hours. I don't even know when they start. Like 10? Who knows? But so it's not even the whole 6 hours, probably. Because I know they're not there at like fucking 8. I don't know. Let me look. Let me get on Google and look. Because it's just really weird to me. Like, yeah, they open at 10 o'clock. That's what it says. So they're open from 10 to 6. Okay, so that's 8 hours a day. So that'd be okay. If you're going to work me 8 hours a day, that's fine. Yeah, sounds very good. Eight hours a day, 5 days a week. Sounds good to me. So I might have to go down there. I'm not going to go down there today. It's already 7 o'clock. I haven't had any sleep. Don't have any clothes washed. So I'm not going down there today. But probably on one of my next days off, early next week, early in the morning. She said before 9 o'clock. She gave me his name, and I know her name, so I can just say, hey, I was here the other day, and such told me you guys needed delivery drivers. And he would be like, well, yeah, well, what kind of delivery experience do you have? Well, I don't have any delivery experience, but I've been riding my bike around for like the past 8 years, and I'm really fit for that kind of stuff. I can catch on really quick, especially when it comes to tips being involved. So it can be a very good thing. I'm gonna go down there dressed up with a red dress shirt, just like I always get them every fucking time. That's how you always get them. A red dress shirt, a black tie, and some black slacks. That's how you get them. I'm telling you. It doesn't matter what kind of shoes you wear either. You could wear some Nike fucking Air Trainers from the 90s. You can wear some Air Jordan fucking, or some Air Force One, bright ass white Air Force Ones with some black slacks. And as long as you have that red dress shirt and that black tie, oh my gosh. It fucking gets them every time. Every time. I've gotten 3 jobs off that same fucking shirt. Yeah. It's an eye catcher, you know. Somebody walks in there with a bright red shirt, catches your eye. You see him wearing a tie and you're like, oh my god, I haven't seen anybody wear a tie since the 90s. Kids nowadays, they just don't do that shit, you know? Anywho, I'm gonna have to end this podcast because it's about to end in about a minute, so unfortunately, the sun's already come up, but till the next one, it was real, it was fun, but it wasn't real fun. And it's not going to be real fun. So, deuces.